Today's other news, Iran's supreme leader vowed today to crack down on demonstrators following days of protests. In his first public remarks since they began, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said rioters must be, quote, put in their place. Demonstrations will soon stretch into their second week as the country's currency, the rial, plummets. On Friday, President Trump warned Iran the U.S. would come to the rescue of any peaceful protesters who face violence. President Trump also weighed in on the war in Ukraine today, saying he's frustrated with Russian President Vladimir Putin. He told reporters Putin is killing too many people. That comes as European national security advisors convened in Kyiv to discuss the latest peace proposals. The U.S. is currently behind a diplomatic push to end the almost four-year-old war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is set to meet with European leaders next Tuesday in Paris. Still to come on PBS News Weekend, why the city of San Francisco is suing the nation's top food manufacturers over ultra-processed foods, and how the Census Bureau counts every last person, even in the most remote parts of the U.S.
This is PBS News Weekend from the David M. Rubenstein Studio at WETA in Washington, home of the PBS News Hour, weeknights on PBS.